You are listening to Smart Women's Dating Podcast, episode number 70. Welcome to Smart Women's Dating Podcast. I am your host, certified life coach Lærke Nielsen, and I help smart, independent women attract the love they deeply desire without having to chase or settle. This podcast will give you the mindset, tools, and insights you need to finally crack the code to your love life. Are you ready? Then let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. If there is one emotion that's the black sheep among all emotions, I would say it's jealousy. It is the feeling that nobody wants and nobody wants to admit having it. It is heavily stigmatized to feel jealous, and we judge and shame ourselves if we feel a hint of it, and we try everything we can to suppress it and not even admit it to ourselves. And somehow we think that there is only a fine line between feeling jealous and being completely crazy and possessive. Jealousy is the feeling you are not supposed to have if you're a woman who is strong in your self-worth and confidence and know that you're an amazing partner. A high-value woman, so to speak. But is that really all there is to say about jealousy? Is there really nothing good that can come out of acknowledging your jealousy and using it to gain insight? You probably have figured out that this is a rhetorical question, because of course I wouldn't create a whole episode about it if I don't think I can give you some valuable tips. So in this episode, I will share my perspective on jealousy and give you some ideas on how to work through this emotion, how to develop a healthy way of coping with jealousy, and to use it to gain more understanding of yourself and just potentially strengthen the connection you have with a man. But before we dive into it, I just want to remind you of the free 30-minute coaching call that you can book right now on a limited time basis. And the only condition is that you give me permission to record our call, and in case I think that what we are talking about is something that can benefit other women as well, I will use part of it or the whole conversation on the podcast. To get this free coaching call, you want to go to the link in the show notes or on my Instagram bio at Lærke the Love Coach. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about jealousy. I want to just make it clear what the difference is between jealousy and envy, because there can be some confusion there. Jealousy always involves a third party. There is another person that we see as a rival for the attention or the affection that we desire from another person that could be our loved one. There is a fear of the relationship or the connection somehow being threatened by this other rival. Envy, on the other hand, looks like, I want what she's got, as in material stuff or wealth or status or appearance, for instance. So that is the distinction that I'm going to make for this episode. Now, what is actually the feeling of jealousy? Jealousy is a deep feeling of being unsafe or being at risk of losing a relationship because of a third person, another person outside the relationship. It's related to anxiety, fear, insecurity, low self-worth, and distrust, anger, or even rage, and we can also have ideas of how we can potentially be deeply humiliated if our fear turns out to be reality. The thoughts that run through our brain when we feel jealous, that could be something in the line of, he's more attracted to her than me. She's more interesting than me. He's flirting with her behind my back. He likes her just a little bit too much. He's going to cheat on me. I can't trust him. He will abandon me for her. She's more fun to be with than me. I will be left alone and humiliated. I will be the last one to know. Everyone is gonna laugh at me. How dares he? What an asshole. I knew I wasn't that lucky. I knew he was too good to be true. I'm not as charming and lovable as her. I wonder how long this has been going on. Can you feel it? It's of course extremely uncomfortable to be in this feeling, and it can be very destructive if the person who feels it doesn't know how to react, Jealousy can fuel a behavior that is not creating a constructive result. It can lead to obsessive behavior or extreme monitoring of the other person. This is the kind of behavior that we would normally classify as a little bit crazy. From the outside, a jealous person who doesn't work consciously with their jealousy looks like someone possessive, very unhealthily attached, unreasonable, and with a very high degree of insecurity and lack of self-worth. So why do we even feel jealousy as human beings? You can ask yourself, why are we even capable of having this feeling? And it's actually very cool when you start to understand your brain and realize that everything that happens in there, even the things we don't want to happen, all our little flaws and imperfections, they are there for a reason. They have played an important role. At some point, they helped us survive. And jealousy is a feeling that is designed to preserve a relationship. And back in the days where we couldn't survive alone, we couldn't survive outside the group, jealousy would serve to adjust people's behavior and rekindle bonds between people in close relationships. It was a feeling that drew us to behavior that reconnected us with a significant other and the other people in the group as well, because jealousy is not only in a romantic connection, it's also in a group in general, in social context in general, that we can feel that. So jealousy actually has served a purpose back in the days, and it is a very normal feeling. Already acknowledging the feeling is the first step in managing and using it constructively. Knowing how to deal with jealousy in a healthy way, that can actually not only improve your own emotional well-being inside a connection or a relationship, but it can also strengthen the bond in the relationship. So what does jealousy have to tell you, and what is a healthy way to cope with it? Well, what it tells you is basically that you care about your connection with this other person. You either love him or you're very fond of him. Your connection with him really matters, and you do not want to risk losing that. So that in itself is, of course, a positive thing. But then it also tells you that you don't feel safe the way things are right now. It's an alert that something might be off, and you can choose to see it as a watchdog barking at something, and you want to find out if it's just the wind in the leaves in the tree outside, or if there really is someone at the door. Then how do you cope with it in a healthy way? You want to start by reminding yourself that it's a normal feeling. Don't go into shaming or judging yourself. That will only add to your suffering. Admit or acknowledge to yourself that you feel jealous right now. And this could look like just thinking, I notice I feel jealous right now. This is how jealousy feels in my body. I'm just gonna sit here for a moment and feel it. And then you get curious about why you feel it. Your feelings are always created by your thoughts, your perception of circumstances, or your reality. Get curious about exactly what you're telling yourself about your reality. Write down your thoughts and don't censor yourself. Write them even if you can see that they are far out. You had the thoughts and they caused you to feel jealous, so there's a good reason to investigate them. Now the next step is to get clear on the reasons you had these thoughts. What were the circumstances? What did your partner or date say or do? Imagine you had a camera and a voice recorder next to him, then what would we be able to see and hear? You want to try to be completely neutral when you describe it. The circumstances can never have a value, it's just neutral facts. Then you want to take a look at the facts of the situation and the thoughts that you had about these facts to see if you think that they match up. And here you want to ask yourself, do I want to perceive the situation like this? Do I want to believe those thoughts? Do they feel true to me? Is this a situation that I want to have trigger my jealousy? And honestly, sometimes you do. Sometimes you do want to react, even if you trust your partner. We all have an internal alarm bell that goes off in certain situations, and you don't want to ignore your gut feeling or be naive either. So sometimes you do want to conclude that Yes, what my date or partner just did or said, that does actually cause some doubt in me, that does create insecurity in me, and I do want to ask a few questions to get reassurance. And I'll get back to how to do that in a moment. So when you do this evaluation, you also want to get curious about whether you feel particularly vulnerable for one or the other reason inside this relationship or connection, and that the actual situation could just be the drop that makes the cup flow over. It is just the trigger. And in that case, you might want to also consider what it would take for you to feel more safe and more secure inside the connection. So in my own case, for instance, I only rarely had jealousy in relationships, but when it happened, I always knew that it wasn't just the circumstance in the moment. It wasn't just something that happened right here and now. It was usually because I had an increased insecurity about the connection, about the relationship. Something happened maybe in the weeks or month before that already made me have doubts about his intentions. And so when whatever thing happened, that would just be the trigger. That would be the one thing that caused me to feel jealous. And the same event at another time that would not necessarily have meant anything. I once dated a man for a long time, and he made it very clear to me that I couldn't call myself his girlfriend before he had asked me if I wanted to be his girlfriend. So we could not call each other boyfriend and girlfriend before he popped that question, and it took him a lot longer than what I was used to, and that made me start to doubt whether he actually wanted to be with me long term or what his intentions were. And then one evening we were out with some of his friends and he gave a compliment to another woman, and that actually triggered me. So I had to have a conversation with him about what their relationship was all about and when he was planning to call me his girlfriend. Now, that was a long time ago, but I honestly think it would have triggered me the same way if it happened again today. And the important thing here is that it wasn't actually because of the compliment he gave to another woman. It was because of the whole context that it happened in. I already felt insecure. So you want to have a thought about that to see if there's any underlying deeper issues that you need to address and not only the present situation. So sometimes you do conclude that you need to communicate about your jealousy in one way or the other, but other times you also realize that your brain was leading you on. The watchdog just went crazy even if there was nobody at the door. The thoughts you had were not believable, and there were other thoughts that felt so much more true to you, and you don't think that the jealousy was justified. And still, you might feel it. It might come up for you anyway, and then you want to take a look at your thoughts about yourself and your value as a human being and a partner in the relationship. You are unique and amazing, and no man can ever change that. No man can make you feel shitty and unlovable without your permission. So here I want to advise you to work on your inner self-talk and practice validating yourself much more. And also, if it comes up for you regularly, you want to take a look at what else is happening in your life in general. Do you have enough of exciting and fun stuff going on outside the connection with him? Activities with friends, passions and hobbies. I know I talk a lot about this, and it's because it's really important. You need to have other sources of joy than your connection with a man. It does make you more vulnerable if you let him take up too much space. So coming back to the situation where you've processed the jealousy and you look at the thoughts and the circumstances and you conclude that you do actually find that there could be a valid reason for you to feel jealous, and you do want to have a talk with him, then make sure that you choose a time where you are not all caught up in your emotions, and take a moment to think about what you want to say, and then find a time where you both are relaxed and maybe you have already spent some good time together. And then just be cool and down to earth about it. Don't launch the conversation as if you don't have a right to talk about it or in an extremely insecure way. You totally have a right to ask questions, and it should always be safe for you to do that. And if you have prepared and thought about what you want to say and how you want to say it and how you want to be in this situation, well, you can't do it better than that. So you can imagine saying something like, The other day when whatever it was that triggered your jealousy happened, maybe that was you had a long conversation with this other woman, or when you gave a compliment to this woman, I noticed I felt insecure. I would love it if you can share with me, what is your relationship with her like? Have you known her for a long time? Is she a close friend? Notice that you do not say that it's his fault that you felt jealous. We are always responsible for our own feelings and we don't want to delegate that to someone else. You also don't want to blame him or make him wrong because he is not going to respond in a good way if you do that. But we can say that we had the feeling in the situation when he did or said something, and you can use the word insecure, but you can also just say jealous, depending on what feels best to you. Now, if he is an emotionally available and mature person, he's gonna want to reassure you. He wants you to have no doubts about what's going on and he wants you to feel safe. So he's gonna let you know that this other woman, she's only a friend and he's not attracted to her. And he's also maybe gonna feel a little bit flattered because you were jealous. This is how he will react if you approach this in a calm and down-to-earth way. And it doesn't happen all the time, and he is actually emotionally mature. And the fact that you open up about something that vulnerable is gonna make him trust you more. You were honest about your difficult feelings, and you did it without blaming him. This shows him that you're a woman who can have a difficult conversation in a way that feels safe for him. And that can actually strengthen your bond. And of course, the fact that you even care enough to feel jealous, that is also gonna tell him that you're very fond of him. However, if it happens frequently, if it happens once a week, for instance, you wanna take a look at whether you are okay to be in a relationship or a connection with someone who triggers your jealousy that often. Even if there's no reason after all, the fact that something in his natural behavior makes you feel this on repeat, that could be a sign that you're not a good match. Of course, it could also be that you actually have an issue that you want to work on because it's not serving you to feel triggered this easily. It's not serving you to feel jealous frequently. And so you want to look at why is it that you are doing that? And that could very well be related to your sense of self-worth and your thoughts about your value in a relationship. So here it's all about learning how to see your own value and to validate yourself and to question your thoughts when you feel this jealousy so that you learn how to manage it and not let it take control of your life and not act from it. Now, this is all something I can help you with. So all you have to do is go to the link in the show notes and book a free 45-minute consult call. And we will talk about what it is that you're struggling with, what are your challenges, and I'll share with you how I can help you. And the link is, as usual, in the show notes, and it's also on my Instagram account, @LergeTheLoveCoach. So this is all that I had for you today, and I hope it was useful, and I will be back again in a week. And in the meantime, have fun and enjoy dating. If you like what you're hearing on this podcast and you want to get support from a coach on your love journey, I invite you to book a free consult call with me. You will find the link in the show notes. And also, don't forget to subscribe, and I would love it if you would rate and review this podcast, and then you'll also help other women find it.